It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about the
surprise? We got something new and exciting from Beyonce while you were sleeping. Homecoming, a film by Beyonce, premiered early this morning on Netflix. Beyonce also dropped Homecoming, the live album on her husband Jay-Z's streaming service Tidal. It's written, directed, and produced by the singer and shot over 8 months. The Netflix project is part concert film, part documentary, with a behind-the-scenes look at her two Coachella performances last year, which made her the first Black woman to ever headline Coachella. It's filled with quotes from famed Black intellectuals, as well as snippets of an audio diary in which the superstar shares how and why her Coachella performance came to be.
After all these years, I was the first African-American woman to headline Coachella. It was important to me that everyone that had never seen themselves represented felt like they were on that stage with us.
Can I just make a side note that why does she always sound like she is overdosed on sleeping pills?
Well, I think they heavily process that too, but maybe
no, of course.
She's so tired. She's like,
oh my God.
That's just how she speaks.
No, she literally sounds like she's an 80-year-old woman. Why does she sound so old?
She does though.
I feel like I'm watching like an old time movie.
Yeah. Well, that's what she does though. It's like her artsy thing. I don't know. I'm a Beyonce fan. Like, she's one of the best concerts I've ever been to, but I'm not a Beyonce fan. Like,
I've got the
like,
guy.
You are. You're not in the beehive.
She also shared her desire to be with her growing family, even as she worked diligently to give her audience the show that had been delayed for a year because of her pregnancy. In the documentary, I thought this was interesting, Knowles-Lawson, her mom, said in an Instagram post at the time that she was afraid that the predominantly white audience at Coachella would be confused by all of the Black culture and Black college culture because it was something that they might not get. Russell Wilson and Ciara made a video announcement from the comfort of their bed last night.
We got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Good night.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Finally, we can go to sleep.
Wilson got a 4-year, $140 million extension that includes a $65 million signing bonus. That makes the quarterback the highest paid player in the NFL. Kim Kardashian announced on Instagram that she will be launching a new perfume with her sister Kylie on April 26th, which happens to be the same date Taylor Swift is expected to drop new music.
Drama!
The feud between Kim Kardashian and Taylor Swift hit its prime in 2016 over a song by Kanye West, resulting in Kardashian tweeting a series of snake emojis in reference to Swift. Both the reality star and pop star claim to have moved on, but this leaves some raised eyebrows.
Could it be a coincidence, though?
It could be a coincidence, but is it?
Probably not.
Luke Bryan and Lionel Richie joked around about performing a duet together at Katy Perry's upcoming wedding to Orlando Bloom.
No matter what, I'm there. Come on, man.
Then they'll have to sing for free.
Oh, yes! Come on.
Is that a deal?
Well, of course. I mean, this is a family rate.
Which song?
Endless Love. I'll be Diana. Lionel's Lionel. Endless Love.
In a cocktail lounge in Chicago, froze George Clooney's face.
Is he okay?
Inside an ice cube.
Oh.
And they plan to debut in a fancy new drink on May 6th, his 58th birthday. The drink costs $25, and it's got tequila in it. What is it? Vermouth?
Yeah.
Creme de banana liqueur, vanilla bean simple syrup, honey-eyed apricot, and smoked hickory.
Hickory?
Customers,
did you say hickory?
Customers can drink the George Clooney drink through the fall. Coming up in less than an hour, this TV actress sat down with Dr. Phil to talk about how fame is causing problems for her.
For more garbage, go to joanalexshow.com.